Fulton and Ashlyn Dowling.
You are at the beach in Hawaii and you're self-meditating and you're having a lovely day. The sky is blue and you're happy to be alive.
Single bother.
What is happening?
With me, Ashlyn Dowling, and my lovely guest for today,
Ellis Fulton!
Welcome! I hope you enjoyed our previous episode where we delved into everything Love Island. A lot of things have happened since then. However, this week's episode we are chatting about traffic control. A good few people have asked, like, would I do an episode on the ins and outs of traffic control, just because it's just a weird one, I suppose. It's just this random job that a lot of Irish girls get into when they come over here. So we got some questions in, and yeah, myself and my work colleague, Ellis, who is here again with me in this episode, just answered all your questions about what it's like to be a TC in Australia.
Right, get the questions.
Right, so we've been sent in a few questions.
Yes. Actually, well, first of all, we'll start off with what traffic control is, I suppose, because people outside of Australia haven't a breeze what it is. So, how do you even explain it? We're lollipop ladies, basically.
Well, yeah, but we're more than lollipop ladies.
We're more than lollipop ladies, girls.
Christ almighty.
Christ. No, so we stop traffic. No, but you could be doing... There's a few things you could be doing, like... You're doing
a big setup, like, you know, if there's lanes that are closed to redirect traffic,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, creating detours. So, like, our current job, we're only doing gate watch, so we're at, like, they're building a set of apartments, basically, and there's trucks in and out all day.
Yeah, big semis and concrete trucks coming in and out.
The biggest of the biggest trucks, don't know how they drive them, but anyway, and they have to reverse them in and all that kind of crack.
Yes, and we are there to assist them in and out of the site.
Yeah, stopping the traffic, monitoring
pedestrians. Yeah.
Like, not much really on this site or this particular job. We're lucky to have, like, an easy job as it comes. But the other jobs then you could have, like, what I used to do was working on the road. So, like, they could be digging trenches, you know, like, you'd have to take out live traffic lanes and be on the stop, yeah, slow bat all day.
They're like putting pipe in the ground, so
yeah. Yeah, so you're making a 2-lane road into a 1-lane road, so, you know, you're closing off part of the road. Yeah, so they could be putting pipes into the road, you could be there all day. And then you could be on, like, massive intersections where you're closing off loads of different lanes,
yeah,
and creating big detours.
It can literally be the easiest job in the world, or the... It's not hard, but, like,
stressful,
yeah,
and you get a lot of shit.
You do, yeah.
You can, like, not always. What else? Oh, yeah, and then you could be on the easiest job ever. Like, I've been on jobs where I'm literally pedestrian watching all day, as in...
Yeah.
Do you know, they might be... It's just a weird... Like, you don't have this at home, like...
No.
Like, let's say, what did I do one time? They were changing... This one was so random. They were changing just the name, the sign. Like, let's say, for example, Tesco's, right? It's not Tesco's, but, like, the word Tesco on the building, they were changing it.
Yeah.
So they were up on ladders on the building. And, obviously, they were lifting themselves up in those, like, what is it? Like, that thing that, like, you're standing in and you're lifting yourself up in. Whatever that's called.
The scissor lift, like the EWP.
Yeah. So basically I just had to stand there to make sure that no pedestrians walk into their work zone is kind of what you're doing all day, because the boys can't obviously watch it because they're up in the air, do you know what I mean? So you're always kind of the boys. Yeah, you're their eyes and ears, basically. So, yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Go on, show me the question.
So, the question is... So, basically, before you can get a job, you have to go and do your ticket.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And...
You have to get three... Was it three tickets? Yeah.
Well, your white card, your yellow and your blue, is it?
Yeah. So, that... You have to go out and do... That takes, like, 2 days to do. Yeah. And that costs... What it costs? Like $500, yeah. $500, roughly. 2 days... Just like it's easy, like where I did it, they just gave us the answers. It's
yeah.
Do you know? Yeah, like there's not much to it. Like you're sitting in the classroom and they tell you all the information you need to know, then you have to do like a little test, but they basically give you the answers, and then you have to do a little practical test where they go out and do like a mock kind of
videos
and yeah, no, that was very good. Copy.
Yes.
Sending.
No, what is it like? Last car, oh, white golf, and then like the registration.
The registration, Y2Z.
Copy.
And I actually never know the names of cars, so my mom's like, the white car, yeah. Ending in. Everyone else is like, the golf, the fucking... I literally can't even remember any other names of cars.
BMW.
Yeah, the Audi. Anyway, so you get your tickets.
Yeah.
And then, right, so how did you get into it? What was your experience? Because we have different experiences. When you first did your tickets, was it easy for you to get work?
Jesus Christ, it was...
How long have you been doing it, actually?
I'd say 2 years now, is it? 2 years, so I got my ticket, and then... I found it very easy to get work. I knew a girl that was an allocator, like, so she just gave me shift after shift, but it was night shift. I got work straight away, but... I've heard a lot of girls' experience can be very hard to get in because most companies don't want to take you on if you have no experience, like, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing, like, if you don't, like, that was my experience at the start. Oh, also, at the time when I started, so I've been doing it for, I'm going to say 2 years as well, actually I'm not sure how long I've been doing it. Mind-blowing that I've even been doing it for 2 years. Anyway, yeah, so when I started at that time, like, I wasn't driving over here, so there was, and traffic control was really busy, like, times are different here now because there's less working holiday visas, there's less Irish girls, there's less whatever, like, people looking to do traffic control at the minute, obviously, because of COVID, whereas at the time, like, I was just unlucky, I suppose, when I started because... The companies weren't majorly looking for work. And then the companies that were like, do you have experience? And I was like, no. And do you have a license? And I was like, no. So basically then you're just kind of like put to the bottom of the list. Like I remember ringing one company and they were like, experience? No. License? No. Sorry, we're not going to take you. Like we're not even going to consider you. Which is slow because...
It's mind-blowing because it's not rocket science.
It's not rocket science, like, do you know what I mean? You'll pick it up. Now, you'd be surprised, like, some girls have landed onto sites and, you know, they're not the sharpest or they're just... Like, obviously you don't know what you're doing initially because it's just, you know, you don't know, it's a new job. Yeah. It's not that hard to pick up, but you're still kind of like... It depends on what kind of site you're thrown on. Like, if you're thrown on a massive, big site...
It can be daunting, like, if you're on one of them big, massive...
Yeah, where there's loads of...
Shutdowns,
and there's intersections, and you're closing off, like, fucking 6 lanes and all that, you know? Yeah. And then you're putting a new girl on that?
Yeah
fair enough. That's kind of, like, geez, they kind of need to know what they're doing because you could cause an accident, like... Whereas, sure, then you could be eased into it by doing simple jobs then, like... But anyway, so, yeah, I found it difficult at the start... to get work, so I kind of went, like, the nature of it is that you go from company to company to company because it's you, like, if you're struggling to find consistent work, that's what
you would kind of do.
Yeah, that's what I did for a good while. Like, I hated that because you're meeting new girls all the time.
Oh man.
You could be hopping into a car with somebody new every morning. It's like, oh yeah, meet me here, or I'll pick you up from here at this time. And every morning, like, you're just meeting someone new, and I hate that.
The anxiety, honest to God, like, I've been so lucky. I've been on site after site after site, really. And
yeah,
I've been so lucky not to be doing that every morning, different place, different location, different person.
Yeah.
No, like,
it's like starting a new job every day. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know the way you, when you're starting any new job, you'd be nervous. That's literally the feeling every single day, because you're meeting new people, mm-hmm. you're at a different job site, and you don't really know what's going on until you get there. Obviously, yeah. most of the time, like, sure, it's grand at the end of it, but then you have to go home in the evening, and you're getting that feeling again the next day. It's horrible.
And sometimes they could send you miles away.
Yeah. Like, I worked for months. I was out in this place called Schofields, which was like... it was like an hour out there in the morning. Well, like, to a lot of people over here, that's actually not, like, that's fairly...
But were you driving, or...?
Common. I wasn't driving, I was getting driven, yeah. Oh, like, yeah. One of the girls was driving me, which was grand. If you were to go out there by bus or train, oh, Jesus Christ.
Forget about it.
Yeah, you'd be there, it would take you about 2 hours. But then coming home in the evenings, we weren't allowed to go the tolls route.
Yeah, that's another
thing. So sure, we were all day. I'd leave at, or I'd get up at like 4:45 in the morning, and then I'd come home. I mightn't be home till like 7:30.
Oh,
and I used to be so tired. And then that was around the summertime, like 40 degrees. Like, when I think back on that, I'm like, why was I even doing it? Like, I felt like I wasn't even coming out with that good money at the end of the week for like the absolute torture.
Yeah.
That I was being put through, like, standing, like, sweating, like, so hot. And when you're out, this was, like, Western Sydney, so it's hotter than it is where I actually live. Like, we live in the eastern suburbs. It's, like, 5 degrees warmer when you go out there. Sweltering. I used to be trying to find any bit of shade. The 20 minutes. And then I was going out all the time as well, so I'd come in hungover on Mondays. And I'd just be constantly battling the tiredness throughout the week. Like, I remember every break I had, every smoke or every, like, 20 minutes I had in the youth, I'd sleep all the time. And I'd set an alarm and I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh my God.
Oh, no.
And I have to go out. But anyways.
I couldn't do it.
I know, yeah. You were very lucky.
I was lucky. My first job, I was working with my best friend, Amy. Like, my gate was here, her gate was there, and we were working on a West Connects job, which was literally 5 minutes from my house. And my boss would pick us up in the morning, take us there. We would get set up, do our pre-start, get to the gates, and then he would come round, bring us breakfast, bring us coffees, bring us lunch, and then bring us home every single day. I did that for a year, and... You know, like, it was just so much fun. Like, I loved going to work because I was with Amy, and it was just, the money was brilliant, everything. Then that job ended, and I was lost. I was like, what am I going to do now? I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to go into real traffic control and jump about from...
Yeah.
And you know what? What else was kind of scary? Like, they never kind of sent you your location to, like, kind of really late at night, and you're always sitting waiting and your text to come through, and you're like, have I not got work tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh my God, I kind of forgot about that happening.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing for me,
yeah. And I used to get so annoyed, and do you know what? Be like, I'm not sitting waiting for a text message to go to work the next day. I'm not doing it.
Horrible, like it's shift work, like, so.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah, you could get a text, you'd be waiting until like 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And like, let's say you could have been working for one company that day, and then you're kind of waiting to hear back to see, are you working with them again, because you kind of want to give them the loyalty because you were working with them already.
Yeah.
But then you kind of, you want to make sure that you're still working, so you have to send out text messages to the other companies to say, do they have work going?
Mm-hmm.
But then if you take on a shift with another company,
God forbid,
and then that company that you were working with that day texts you, sorry this sounds so complicated, but if they message you and say you're working tomorrow but you've already promised another company, sure, there's holy water then.
Oh, they get so angry with you.
It makes no sense. It never made sense to me, because I don't know, maybe they get fucked over left, right and centre as allocators, like, I'm sure they do. But at the same time, like, they've all been traffic controllers at one stage. They know the nature of the game. Yeah. You, at the end of the day, like, you need to make your money. You have to pay your bills and your rent.
Yeah, you can't be waiting.
You can't be waiting. And then they easily could say there's no work for you. And then you've waited for them to say that there's none. And at that stage, then it's too late to text other companies because they'll have already allocated their work for the next day already, so you're too late, and then you're stuck with nothing because you were too afraid. Or the amount of times that I was in that position, everyone can relate to that. Like, everyone's been in that position where you're like, oh my god,
I don't know what to do, and then you feel bad then, but like at the same time, you have to pay the bills. And
yeah,
hard.
But when
I did that on my overlap, and then honestly only did it for about 2 weeks, and then I got offered a job, and it was in Bondi Beach. Now when I say Bondi Beach, like, we rocked up to the job, and the job was on the sand, like on the beach. Like, I've never experienced anything like it in my whole life. It was the best job I've ever had. I was there for 2 years, just over 2 years I was there, and I was I was there every single day. Do you know, I was on a gate again.
Mm-hmm.
Never really had to do the jumping about, and I've been so lucky. When that job ended, then I did a few night shifts for a company and absolutely despised the nights. Talk about that in a bit, but did that for a week or two, and then I'm at the job where I'm now.
Blessed, the best job she's had.
Blessed. I got in the car, I said, good morning. So where are you from? Ireland.
Sorted
there, girl.
Yeah, but she thought I wasn't friendly when she got into the car first. Well, I didn't really think you were the friendliest looking. Not that I didn't think you were friendly. I just thought you were giving off, like...
But I get that a lot. I get that all the time. That I'm
really?
Not, I'm not going to be friendly, or I'm going to be a bitch or something.
Yeah, I didn't want to say a bitch. I think your long hair was giving me different vibes.
Really?
Yeah, when you had your extensions in, like, I picture that image of you getting into the ute with your long hair and your hair down. And I was kind of like,
here we go
now. Do you know what, I hate being judgmental, but like, that's kind of what I thought. I was like,
yeah, oh, but I think I got into the car and I was like, I was really friendly and you were just closed off. I was like, right.
No, but I had just been away the weekend. Give me a break.
I know.
Jesus.
No, but wasn't it that same day we were best friends?
Oh, yeah. That same day we were best friends.
Yeah.
The same day, I'd say we knew 80% of our life stories. Like, and you were kind of...
No, stop. That was hilarious.
You had just been pulled over by the police.
The police, yeah. Because
she did an illegal U-turn. And she got a $400 fine.
That I still haven't paid, by the way. No, so yeah, what was the story we were talking about? I was on the beach. Then I was... So we'll go back to the questions, will we?
Yes.
So, the first question was, is it hard to find work after getting tickets?
Is it hard to find work? Typically, like, generally, I would say it can be.
Yeah.
It's...
You just have to ring and ring.
Yeah. I was lucky in the end. Like, yeah, you have to ring. Get your get onto someone who is doing traffic control. Get all the numbers you can get and, like, get in contact with everyone. If you're driving, obviously, it is better. These days, like, it's obviously a lot easier to get work because...
They're looking for people these days,
yeah, because, like, there's nobody coming into the country.
There's a shortage
of traffic controllers, no. No, but it was actually Hayley, shout out to Hayley, who gave me my, Hayley O'Donovan, who gave me my my first job, and she was like, I don't know how, I'd swear, it was like my mom knew someone whose daughter was doing traffic control, and they gave me Hayley's number. So I'd love to know who that person is now, because I might actually know them. Anyways, so Hayley's lovely. Like, she's only our own age, and she's an allocator for a company. And
yeah, she's a really nice girl.
She's so nice, and she just gave me... She knows the cracks, so she was like, oh, I'll give you work because you need experience. And then after you work for me, then you can tell everyone that you have experience. So... Mm-hmm. She was my saving grace. Thank you, Hayley.
Go on, girl.
And after that, then, yeah, kind of, it got a bit easier. But, jeez, there was times, like, I remember when I was actually living in the house, it's directly across from where I live now, but I was struggling, like, when I wasn't getting work. And I'm very unlucky in life. You say you're very lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always, not to be feeling sorry for myself, but, like, even my friends will say I do pull the short straw. I'm just one of those people, like, do you know, things just don't happen easily for me naturally. But which is grand, you know. but yeah, there was just times when, like, money was short, like, it was really stressing me out. Like, there was times that I'd be crying, being like, how am I going to keep doing this? But then, sure, here I am now, and I'm fucking grand now.
Grand girl. And on the topic of money,
oh, yeah,
another question is, does traffic control pay well?
Yeah, but only if you get consistent work, like.
Yeah.
Do you know, if you have your full-time work, then yeah, it's going to pay you well. But, like, I feel like often people think that traffic controllers make a killing just easily, like,
all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and that we get paid an awful lot per hour, which is not the case. Like, you have to do the hours, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why traffic controllers and even people in construction in general get a lot of money, is because they have the ability in construction to work long hours, you know, in comparison to your 9 to 5, it's just 9 to 5. Whereas if you're doing, like, a trade or just working in any kind of construction-y area, you can, like, you'd be starting from 6:30 and sure, you could finish at any time, like, you know. So it's your overtime that gets you the money. And then also, majority of people, 9 times out of 10, you'll be working on a Saturday as well.
Yeah.
Half day, and then you get paid more for that because it's obviously the weekend. Then you could pick up Sunday, like, weekend work, you know, there could be shutdowns, and that's where you'll make your money as well.
Yeah, you have to put in the time, and you'll come out with a good wage, but you have to work.
You have to put in the hours, like, you know, sure, when we get good weeks, we're doing like 55 hours, you know.
Oh, I do big hours, yeah, I'd be wrecked.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where you're, do you know, it's 55 hours, sorry, I just fatten you. It's 55 hours a week you could be doing, like, some lad, like, people work crazy hours over here, you could be doing 60 hours a week. That's where you're getting the money, but, like, do you know, it'll stand to you at the end because you're getting paid your overtime, so.
Yes, and you come out with a bright, shiny check at the end of it. You really love it. Right, another question is, do you prefer night shift or day shift? What's your answer on that one?
My answer is day shifts.
Oh, yeah. 100%. There's, like, no question for me. Number one, because I'm cold all the time.
Yeah.
If anybody knows me, I'm freezing.
Yeah.
All the time. So I hate working at night time when it's cold and there's no sun.
Yeah. Full stop. That's
and it's more money at night time, but I don't care. I'd rather be warm.
Yeah, like, no, but I don't think anybody no, that's not true.
No, there's girls that love the nights.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, do they actually love the nights, or do they just love the check that they're getting at the end of the week, like?
Well, it's a lot more quieter night shift, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true as well. Yeah, it's quieter. And people during the summertime would prefer to work nights because you'd be roasting during the day. Especially, like, if you're standing out on the road all day long on the bat.
Oh, it's hard going, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Torture, like. So, yeah, maybe in the summertime. But it pays you more, 100%. But, like, it's just, yeah, it's not for, ideally, like, it's not for me. Like, you've no routine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're, like, we were all doing, when I used to live with Jones and Laura and Dennis, we were all living together. All of us were on nights there for a while. The two boys were on nights for a bit longer than us. But, like, they were on them for a good few months, but they still weren't getting into it. Like, you know, they didn't have energy when they woke up during the day. They were still a bit groggy, even though their bodies should have been adjusted to it. Like, but no, they were just...
I just always feel with night shift, you're waiting all day to go to work.
That's it, like...
You're watching the clock every hour, and you're like, right, I've an hour left, or I've 2 hours. You know, you can't enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
whereas day shift, you're up, you're out, you do your work, you come home and you can relax then.
Yeah. Now, some people might disagree though and say that it gives you, you have a bit more time, depending on when your night shift starts, that you get a lot more shit done. But I used to hate it when I was living with the girls and I was doing a few night shifts, like, sure, they were coming home from work.
Yeah.
And then in the evenings, you know, that's the time when we're all of course, chatting and all the crack is happening. And I'd be...
And you have to go.
I'd be going. I used to hate it.
Oh,
I used to be like, can you just come with me? Like, when I went to a shite job as well that I didn't even like.
No, on a Friday night then, when the girls used to be getting ready to go out, and I'm there in the Ghostbuster suit, ready to waft my night shift. No, I hate that.
No, horrible. Yeah, so if you're doing nights and the rest of your friends or your boyfriend are on days, then it's horrible.
It'd be like ships in the night. You'd just be...
And it's a weird sensation as well, like when you're sure, like nurses do this all the time and doctors and stuff, you know. But so they're probably, if there's any listening to us, they're probably like, what are you on about? Like, you have to go out and do nothing on your night shifts. But I feel sick or something when it hits around, no matter how long I'm doing this. I have this sick kind of feeling around 4, 5, 6, like it's nearly like you're so tired that you actually feel ill. Do you know, even when you're out in like a session and you're still up at that hour of the morning, and you're like, that weird sensation. I actually kind of feel like I'm hungover when it reaches or 6. It's so weird. Anyways, next question.
Next question is, do you get bored and do you get catcalled?
Or do you, right, do you get bored? Yeah.
You would get bored,
When I used to work on others, like before I was working with Ellis, and when I was like on the road, so you kind of be on your own, you know, like as in I'd be the other girls wouldn't be near me, I would have a podcast in, even though some companies like would freak they saw you with an earphone. I couldn't go back to that either, like.
Yeah,
some companies are just like, no way, if you're on your phone, you'll get in trouble. It's like being in school. Like,
some companies don't even let you wear like an orange shirt or a yellow shirt. It has to be so strict that it's unbelievable. Like,
what do you mean they won't let you wear an orange or yellow shirt?
Like, do you know the way when we go to work, we can wear any colour shirt?
Oh, yeah, as in it has to be the branded... specific colour that they
are, like we wear yellow and that's it, or we wear orange,
No,
you cannot be on your phone. Sure, there's a company that if you're caught on your phone they fine you.
Oh yeah. Never. No, they're cowboys. That's illegal. You actually can't do
crazy.
That.
Crazy. Some companies are so strict and then other companies are so laid back. So yeah.
As in, I get it depending on what kind of job you're doing. If you're stopping traffic and you're constantly supposed to be like, if you've changed the road from 2-lane to 1-lane, and like, if you know, if there's a girl standing down one end of the road and there's another girl at the other, and if you both decide to send your cars at the same time and there could be a collision because you're on your phone, obviously, like, you know.
Yeah, that's, no.
And you're working for another company, like, as in all the girls are subcontracted, we'll say, by the whoever's doing the work on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, you know, the main company could lose the contract or whatever. However, having an earphone in your ear, like an AirPod in your ear, and you're listening to a podcast. I found, anyway, from my personal experience, if I'm standing there and I'm doing nothing, I end up staring into space and I lose my concentration more that way than if I have a podcast playing. Like, I'm kept more awake and I'm more alert and I'm paying more attention to the road. I found, anyway. But like,
yeah, well, we are just lucky now we have each other and we don't really get... We do get bored.
But we have each other to keep each other entertained.
And
we're lucky that we get on, like, as well as we do.
Yeah.
Because you could easily, that goes with anywhere, like any job, you could easily be working with someone that you don't get along with and you're there
morning
all day long beside them, like.
We got lucky there. Very lucky, didn't we, like?
Very lucky, yeah. It was about time, though, for me, you know.
To be fair, I'm just a lucky person, but I'm glad...
her look rubs off on
it's
me.
It's your time, honestly, Ashley.
My time to shine, girl.
It's your time for luck to fall.
Yeah, in every aspect.
In every aspect.
Please God, huh? Touch wood.
And the cat calls, well, definitely in Bankstown anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I've gotten them everywhere. Not being like, girl, of course, like, have you seen me? No, there's a fucking cut of me going to work. But
I've never experienced anything like that in my life. Like, I know guys do be beeping the horn here and there, but Bankstown is a different story altogether.
No, different story, like.
They just beep anyway, to beep, and they just beep for the sake of beeping.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a nervous twitch or they just have to, like, they see a female and they're like, oh, beep!
And so they don't even wave, it's just to be like...
And then look over, yeah, there's no wave, it's just they throw their eyes over.
Have you never seen a female before, or... Do you know what? It's very annoying. Like, I don't mind it normally, but in Bankstown, I'm like, lads, get a bit of rest.
I hate it when, you're just standing there on your own, minding your own business, and then you get some kind of shouting out the window. And then you just...
It makes you feel really, like, uncomfortable. Awkward.
Yeah, really uncomfortable. I really dislike it. Like, I just don't get why you would do it.
No, what's the point? What's the point behind the beeping? Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah. Do you want me to pull you over and give you my number? Because like, in what universe is that actually going to happen?
It really aggravates me.
I also find it really weird when they're on their own and they're doing it. And they say something to tell them, like, you're very actually creepy. A freak.
Yeah.
You're very strange. Like, do you know the way people, lads do it when they're with fellas? She's like, oh, that's you. Yeah. Oh, she's dumb. But then when they're on their own, it's like, what? Alright. Anyway, so yeah, basically, that happens to everyone. Every
traffic controller, every female. But in Bankstown, they be beeping anyway, so it's just doubled where we are. It's just a disaster.
Yeah, happens, I don't know, minimum 5 times a day, if not more.
Oh, more, I'd say.
Yeah.
I think we don't even hear the beeps anymore. We're that used to.
Yeah, because you know when Tony or Brett come up to us and they'll hear the beep and they're like, do you reckon that's at us or at you? And we'd just be laughing. Like, I wouldn't even have registered the beep because it's just... Yeah. I just take no notice. Like,
I feel sorry for us, lads, but you know what? We get through it, don't we?
It's tough out there, like, we get through
the beeps. So lads, last question, I think, is what is the best part of the job and what's the worst part for you?
Yes, right, okay. The worst, oh Jesus, I've, the worst part that I've experienced was I had a very bad encounter with, I feel like generally you could possibly have bad encounters with some of the men that you're working with, because they see you as dumb girls. Like, I feel like every girl has been on at least one site where the lads that you're working for or the men that you're working for don't value you, don't see you as like a human being, think you're really dumb because all you do is traffic control and that you haven't a brain in between the 2 years whatsoever and you're just a dumb young girl. Like, honestly, I'd be very surprised if all girls hadn't experienced that at least once. Yeah, so I find that really frustrating, like really, really frustrating. Like, there's just no need to be rude or dickheads.
Yeah, like,
or
some guys wouldn't even acknowledge you, wouldn't even lift their head to say good morning. Like, it's very bad sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, like, you just kind of get treated like shit because your job, a lot of people, not everyone, I'm like, geez, there's like so many people are so, so friendly and so, so lovely. Like, but you'd come across quite a few, alright, that just don't value they just think you're stupid because you're doing traffic control as a job, you know, because it obviously doesn't take a whole pile of intelligence, let's be real, like. But like, sure, most of the people that are doing it, I was going to say most of the people that are doing it have university degrees and they all have different careers, whatever, but that's irrelevant anyway, besides the point. Like, you should treat someone nice regardless. It doesn't matter if you're just a labourer, if you're just a traffic controller.
That's just a reflection on
the other person. But yeah, that would be the worst experiences. Like, I had a bad argument with one fella that I was working for. He was just a horrible, like, I sensed it, like, the minute I came on site. Like, I was kind of supervisor, there was only two of us there, but yeah, I sensed it the minute I came on site that, like, traffic control was only there because it was a formality, even though they were fully on the road, like, they needed us regardless. But anything that I said, you just knew that, like, I was a woman talking and he didn't give a shit what was coming out of my mouth because I was just an annoying girl.
Yeah.
Do you know, I got that vibe before there was even an issue, because I said that there should have been an extra girl there or something, because it was kind of unsafe. It was fairly unsafe. And because, like, I was the one in charge, in inverted commas, like, of the traffic control, that would have fallen back on you, me. Yeah. I was on that site for like 3 days, and I remember every day, the girl that I was there with had been there for a few days before me, so she already knew that they were kind of, they weren't nice people, like. And yeah, I just, on the third day anyway, there was just a big argument, like, I won't even get into it. Anyway, he was just kind of making up lies, and the whole thing was just horrible, and like, there was things that were happening that I wasn't even saying, because I didn't, like, my boss didn't have many contracts at the time, so I didn't want to risk her losing her contract, even though they weren't giving us our lunch breaks or anything, and we were there in, like, 40 degree heat, and they weren't giving us water or anything like that. And then, they were just horrible. I went home crying with frustration, though, being like, just horrible, horrible people. Yeah, you'd meet a few of them, all right, but I know most of the people are nice.
So that was your
bad experience.
What's your best
thing about traffic control? My best is the opposite, then, that you meet lads of nice people.
Part is you met me.
And you meet loads of other girls. Yeah. And you meet lads as well. Like, you're working with different girls all the time, you're working with different lads all the time, so it's a great way of meeting people.
Yeah, especially if you get on a site and it's good
crack. Fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when I was at the beach, like, I literally loved going to work every single day. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Because of the boys and...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good fun that way, I suppose.
You meet lots... Because obviously, like, sure, it's a great way to meet people in general, like, it's a great way to meet Irish people and English people anyway.
Yeah.
You'd be going from site to site and meeting all these girls every day, like we were saying earlier, but that ends up being quite a good thing. Like, 99% of the girls that I've met are so lovely, and, you know, you meet them out nights out then, and that's nice, and fellas as well, so that's a very good aspect of it. What's yours? Same thing, kinda?
The same thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. I hate when the guys just disregard you as if you're not needed and you're stupid.
Yeah, that
really annoys me. But then, you know, meeting people and creating really good friendships, it outweighs the bad, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's just, the negative side of it is just weird, because I don't think we would have ever experienced that.
You're like...
It makes me feel sorry for those that will be doing... Do you know, that might be doing traffic control for the rest of their lives, or like that are doing stereotypically, and I say that in inverted commas, less educated jobs or something. Do you know, let's say if you're a cleaner or something and that's what you're doing, like maybe you didn't go to college for whatever reasons, and that's how you might just be treated in general. Like, that's just horrible. Like, it's not, I don't understand why you would ever. Because someone that we were working for, or with recently was kind of was caught out in being horrible to someone who was a labourer, but he was only doing labouring work just to keep him occupied. What was it?
He owned his own company, and your man used to work with him on that other job, and then on our job that we're on now, he came to that site and he thought he was just a labourer, but then didn't treat him very nice, just disregarded him, and then he realised who he was, and then completely changed his...
Yeah. It was all friendly, and I originally wouldn't look at him, wouldn't be friendly, like, you know, wasn't like, hi, how are you, wouldn't shake his hand or anything, because he was just a labourer. But the minute then he found out, like, this fellow was just doing labouring...
Because
he wanted that.
He wanted more movement, do you know, he wanted to...
Yeah, he wanted to
more
be...
More activity.
Yeah. And
he just wanted to change, really.
Yeah, just wanted to change. And then, when he realised who he was or what his previous position was, all about him then, like, you know, it's just fucking be nice to people.
Yeah, there's no need for it. Like, just be nice to everyone.
Literally, what difference does it make what job you have? Like, just, hate it.
Yeah, we kind of kill him with kindness now, don't we? Morning!
Morning! How are you getting on? Every day of our lives. How's Morris! Morrisita!
No, I didn't say they hate us on that
time.
Everyone!
No, literally killing them with kindness, as in they're dying inside because these girls are the most annoying girls.
Are you gonna ever shut up?
Oh, shut up.
But yeah, that's traffic control, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Have we covered everything? I'd say we have. We've been talking about it now. We've been talking about that for 42 minutes, don't we have? Right!
We actually covered every question there, my darling.
Lovely.
Thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, that's the end of this episode. And thank you so much for listening. And thank you to Ellis Fochin, my guest. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye! I hope you enjoyed our previous episode where we delved into everything Love Island. A lot of things have happened since then. However, this week's episode we are chatting about traffic control. A good few people have asked, like, would I do an episode on the ins and outs of traffic control, just because it's a bit of a... It's just a weird one, I suppose. It's just this random job that all Irish, or a lot of Irish girls get into when they come over here. So we got some questions in, and myself and my work colleague, Ellis, who is here again with me in this episode, just answered all your questions about what it's like to be a TC in Australia.